The following Ask the Expert show is a paid advertisement provided by Aronson & Moss Law Firm, and airing of the program is not to be considered endorsement or recommendation. The opinions expressed are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of WMT or Clear Channel Media and Entertainment.
And welcome to Ask the Expert. I'm Jim Doyne, along with Jim Reddick. Hi, how are you? Good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you again, too, Jim.
And Jim Reddick is, of course, an attorney with Aronson & Moss Law Firm here in Cedar Rapids. And Jim, as we've talked before, but each attorney likes to work in an area that, they kind of special. I don't think specialization is the answer, but it's something you like better than maybe criminal law or something like that.
Right. Sometimes we call it a concentration.
Okay.
And so there are... You know, there are five attorneys in our law firm, and the area of concentration that I have that the other people don't is for estate planning and probate, you know, trusts, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. And people, I would think, need to know, especially on estate planning and how to avoid as much tax as possible, right?
Right. Well, that's certainly one of the goals that, people have, because let's face it, nobody wants to pay Uncle Sam any more than they have to. And the state of Iowa's out there with their handout, too. And so we need to look at things with people and say, what do you want to do? How can we minimize what you'd have to pay to the government so that you can leave more to the people that you really like or to a charity that you like?
Well, I know you want to talk about death taxes this morning, but if you have a spouse, doesn't it just automatically go back and forth and you don't have to worry about it?
Well, that's one of those statements that's true, but... only part of the story.
Okay.
Part of the story. So if you're asking about a question where somebody dies and they don't have a will, yes, it can automatically go under Iowa's intestate laws to the surviving spouse, whether it's husband or wife. And even if you had, even if you were a billionaire, Uncle Sam wouldn't get anything and the state of Iowa wouldn't get anything because there's what's called an unlimited marital deduction.
Mm. So being married is a good thing sometimes, right?
Definitely.
Well, let's talk about these federal estate taxes and what you're finding and the gift taxes and things of that nature. And tell us how they work and how maybe you can avoid a little tax anyway.
Okay. When I first started, 20-some years ago, the federal estate tax is one of the big drivers that we had when people would come in and say, I want to make sure that when I die, a big part of my estate doesn't go to Uncle Sam. Mm-hmm. And there was a reason for doing that, because the top tax rate at that time for the estate tax was 45%, and there was actually kind of a catch-up period there where it was 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And the limitation was not that high, the threshold where the tax kicked in.
Would this be leaving it to somebody other than a spouse, then?
No. Well, yeah, to anybody other than a spouse or to a charity.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you were going to leave something to your kids, if you had an estate of $750,000, you were over the threshold, and for $150,000 of that, you would have had to pay to the U.S. Treasury or the IRS 45% of that $150,000. That's a pretty big chunk of money. That's more than $50,000.
Now, that's if you left something to your children?
That was even if you left it to your children. That's correct.
And they've changed the law, I hope?
The law is basically the same, but there have been some changes. And the biggest change is the threshold. At the time that I started, it was $600,000, and eventually moved up to $900,000, and then $1 million, and so forth, et cetera. A few years ago, they changed it to set it at $5 million.
Okay.
And there's also an inflation factor in there, too, that automatically bumps it up. So while it was $5 million a couple of years ago, now you don't have to worry about the federal estate tax until you've got an estate that's worth more than $5,340,000.
Well, that's if you left that total amount to one person or something, I would assume.
No. For the federal estate tax, you look at the total estate.
Total estate.
And that's determined by the federal code, mm-hmm. tax code, and the regulations. For example, one of the things that you include in that, unless you've done some proper planning, is a life insurance policy.
Mm.
So if there's somebody who's in a business and needs to have a key man life insurance policy, and he's got a policy for $1 million or two or something like that, and he dies, that $1 million or $2 million would be added on to what he owned to figure out whether or not you've reached that threshold.
Well, now, does the threshold, does that direct descendant would be one of the children. So, again, you're going to avoid some tax there, aren't you?
Well, I think, Jim, when you're talking about this direct descendants, you're starting to get into what we call the Iowa inheritance tax.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, the federal tax and Iowa tax are assessed a little bit differently. Federal tax goes upon the total amount that's available to be given to people. The Iowa inheritance tax looks at amounts that are given to different individuals.
That's why we need Jim Raddick, see, to separate that all out, you say.
Right.
Now, let's talk about the federal estate tax a little bit. And are there a lot of people that really are bumping that $5 million, or is it just a small percentage? Or how do you see that?
That really is becoming a small percentage. There was a lot more when it was $600,000, a lot more when it was $1 million. $5 million is a big jump. And the other change that they made a few years ago was that they have established what they call portability, which makes it a lot easier if you're a married couple to say, well, each person gets $5 million. And so we can, when the first one dies, we can move that person's $5 million over to the survivor, so you've got $10 million. Mm. You know, and there simply aren't that many people out there who are worth $10 million.
Right.
So for most people, the average person, you're not going to have to worry about the federal estate tax.
Talk a little bit about gift tax then. If you're in a pretty good income situation and maybe you're not at $5 million, but you're right in there and you want to give something like the people give to the universities and things of this nature, how does that affect your estate?
Well, any amount that you give away is going to reduce what's left over when you die.
Mm-hmm.
So that is... You know, gifting is one of the plans that they have for people who are close to that threshold or over that threshold, saying give it away now before you die, and then Uncle Sam won't get to tax it. Obviously, the people in Washington aren't exactly stupid. I mean, we can
sometimes,
say they're stupid.
Sometimes
in a
we
lot
think
of ways,
so.
but you know, they've figured out
mm-hmm.
that gifting is a way to get around the estate tax. And so they said, well, we're not going to allow you to just do that. And so there is a gift tax, too, and they're kind of coordinated. And what happens is they will keep track of how much you're supposed to keep track of how much you give away during your life. And that amount then is added back into what you have at the time you die. So if you give away $5 million while you're alive, and then you die and you've got another $2 million, That extra $2 million would be subject to the Iowa estate, or excuse me, the federal estate tax.
Well, then what's a good purpose for giving money away then?
Well, if you're giving away to charity, you've got...
But you're gonna come back to hit bite you, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
There are ways and techniques that can be used. You can try to, what we say is... multiply your advantage by getting some discounts on what you give or giving property that you think is going to appreciate. You know, so there are different ways that can happen. Also, when I talked about giving away things, I said the IRS keeps track. They only keep track of gifts that are above what's the annual gift tax exclusion amount.
And that would be?
That's now $14,000 per year per person. And so if you want to give to five different people, you can give away $70,000 and it's going to be gone from your estate and the IRS is not going to be able to hold that against you.
Interesting. Jim Raddick is my guest this morning. He's with Aronson and Moss Law Firm, and we're talking about federal estate gift taxes and things of that nature. We have to take a break. Before we do, tell us a little bit about Aronson and Moss Law Firm and how they might reach you if they would like to.
Absolutely. Aronson & Moss is a law firm with five different attorneys. We practice in civil law. Our offices are located downtown Cedar Rapids, 425 2nd Street Southeast on floor 900. You can call us by phone, 319-363-8199. And we have a website, www.aronsonlaw.com. Aronson Law is one word.
Very good. We'll come back and talk more with Jim Raddick in just a moment. This is 600 WMT.
Answers from attorneys on Ask the Expert are not substitutes for the advice of an attorney. Ask the Expert is a public forum, and questions and responses are not private or confidential or protected by the attorney-client privilege. Attorney is not your attorney, and any statement by attorney is not legal advice. You should not understand any statement in response to any question to propose specific action or address specific circumstances, but only to give you a sense of general principles of law that might affect the situation you describe. Application of these general principles to particular circumstances must be done by a lawyer who has spoken with you in confidence, learned all relevant information, and explored various options. Before acting on these general principles, you should hire a lawyer licensed to practice law in the jurisdiction to which your question pertains. Many legal matters are time-sensitive. You should act without delay in order to protect your rights and interests. By answering questions, attorneys do not form attorney-client relationships with callers.
600 WMT.
Welcome back now to Ask the Expert. I'm Jim Doyne, along with Jim Raddick, who is an attorney with Aronson & Moss Law Firm here in Cedar Rapids. Jim, we're talking about death taxes. Most people need to have an attorney at the time something unfortunate happens, do you think?
When somebody dies, it's definitely a good idea to touch base with an attorney. There are certain situations where no probate is required and the attorney doesn't have to do any work for you, but it obviously doesn't hurt to ask. There are other situations where an attorney might be needed that you might not realize, and it might be needed for some things that you don't realize too. You got to go to them, but there's something else. Mm-hmm. And I think you and I talked about something before the show. Sometimes somebody will die, like say an uncle, and you find out, oh wait, the state of Iowa wants a whole bunch of money from me.
I've heard of those things too, you're not a direct descendant, and all of a sudden you're going, uh-oh, now what do I do?
So. Right. That's the other death tax that we talk about, and that is called the Iowa inheritance tax. It's different from the federal tax because it looks at the money that goes to an individual, and the way our system is set up, we look primarily for relationships. Iowa's legislature said if you or I leave money to our wife or to a child or a grandchild or even a stepchild, that's not going to be taxed. Mm-hmm. But you know what? If we want to leave it to our brother or a sister, niece or nephew, then the tax is going to apply, and that's going to be taken out essentially from the money that they're supposed to get.
Now, at the same point, the state of Iowa seems to get more money than the feds do at that time.
Right. You can have an estate that's only $100,000. You're not even close to the federal estate tax level. But if you're leaving it to brothers and sisters, then the state of Iowa is going to be in there with their hand out, and you're going to get paid. For brothers and sisters, there's a rate that starts out at 5%, and it goes up to, after you've reached a certain threshold, 10% of everything that's given to them.
Now, do most people realize this, or all of a sudden are they kind of shocked that they're going to have to pay some tax?
Most people don't realize it. And in fact, when I have them in and talking about planning, et cetera, I have to say, there is this inheritance tax out there, and it's something you may need to deal with because, for example, I had a situation one time with an elderly woman who was widowed. She had no children. She wanted to leave something to a young man who'd been a very close friend of the family for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that's great, but you need to realize that there's going to be, up to 15% taken out from his share.
Wow.
And it's like, oh, my goodness, well, what do we do? Well, there are some things that you can do. And, as a matter of fact, that's something that I've talked about and put an article or two on my blog.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about that. Tell me about your blog and how often do you update it every day? What do you talk about, and how can people, click onto the blog?
Sure. The reason I did that is because there's a lot of information out on the internet about estate planning and probate, etc. And when I looked through it, I found that while some of it was very good, there was a lot that wasn't accurate. There was a lot out there that didn't have anything to do with the state of Iowa. And I thought, after 20-some years of practicing, I've got some experience that I can share. And so what I try to do is put something out there that relates to what people might face here in Iowa and that relates to my personal experiences instead of just giving, you know, three bullet points and going on, et cetera.
Well, each state is a little different, are they not, on the way they handle inheritance tax and things?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you went to my blog, you'd find out that there's only six states in the country that have an inheritance tax. So I have to tell people, how do you get there? We start out, it's not the same as the law firm website. It's a different one. You put in James Raddick, which is all one word, then .com. So jamesraddick.com, then you have to add a slash, and then in all one word, it's Iowa Planning and Probate. Iowa Planning and Probate. And that's actually kind of the name of the blog.
And is spelled all the way out, right?
Correct, A-N-D.
All right, so give that blog again the address.
jamesraddick.com/Iowa Planning and Probate, all spelled out, one word.
Now, how often do you update this with a new topic or new subject and explanations to go along with that?
I don't have any set schedule for that. I just started the blog actually less than a year ago. Mm-hmm. I did put up one just the other night. It's called The Worst Estate Planning Mistakes.
And what? Give me a couple of ideas or examples of those.
Well, on that one, it's based upon actually situations that I've encountered during my time. And one of them was the first situation that I had where, again, we were dealing with an individual. The relatives called him Uncle V. Mm-hmm. He was never married, didn't have any kids, and was trying to leave money to everybody in his family, you know, just the way that the inheritance laws would provide it, but he was worried about the tax, so he did a little something different to try and avoid that, and that actually caused some problems.
So, and then you go on to explain what he did in the blog, or what?
Right. I tell what he did, I explain why it's a problem, and I point out that we were able to fix it, but it cost him money. It cost money at the end, so he didn't save anything.
So, if you had done something in advance, you might have gotten that under control.
Right.
Absolutely. Jim Raddick is my guest this morning, Aronson & Moss Law Firm. Jim, let's once again tell everybody how they reach you at Aronson & Moss, and also, once again, your blog website.
Sure. Aronson & Moss, phone number is 319-363-8199. We have a firm website, which is www.aronsonlaw.com. And for my personal blog, it's jamesraddick.com/, and then spelled out as one word, Iowa Planning and Probate.
Very good. Jim Raddick, thanks so much for being with us. We enjoy having you come in, and it's kind of interesting on these topics that we talk about, right?
Yes.
I have a good time. I don't know about you, but
it's always a pleasure when I'm here. You've got some great questions, Jim.
Hey, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Okay.